In the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we find a profound truth. You have power over your mind, not outside events. This revelation holds a mirror to our daily struggles, especially when our thoughts spiral into the labyrinth of overthinking. Imagine your mind as a majestic castle, resilient and grand. Yet, it can often be besieged by a relentless army of doubts, anxieties, and indecisions. This army doesn't come from outside the castle walls but emerges from within, storming through the corridors of your consciousness and clouding your clarity. Fear not, for this guide is your armory, equipped with 10 practical Stoic strategies designed to help you reclaim your mental dominion. Each strategy serves as a powerful tool to fend off the invading forces of overthinking and restore tranquility to your inner realm. 1. Visualize overthinking as an external force. Picture yourself as the captain of a grand, ancient ship navigating the tumultuous seas. The horizon is clear, the water serene, and the sky is a brilliant blue. Yet, out of nowhere, a dense fog starts to roll in. This fog is no ordinary mist. It's thick and swirling, obscuring everything around you. As the fog envelopes your ship, the once clear path becomes a tangled maze of uncertainty and confusion. This fog represents overthinking, an external force that descends upon you, veiling your mental clarity with layers of doubt, anxiety, and indecision. Just as the fog blurs your vision and complicates your navigation on the open sea, overthinking clouds your judgment and disrupts your mental calm. But here's the twist: the fog is not an inherent part of your ship or the sea. It's a transient phenomenon, an invader that comes and goes. Your ship, your mind, remains fundamentally steady and capable beneath the haze. This distinction is crucial. The fog is not you. It's a temporary disturbance that can be managed and navigated. When you visualize overthinking as this external fog, you start to see it for what it truly is, an influence that obscures, but does not define, your mental landscape. This visualization helps you detach from the overthinking process, recognizing that it's not a permanent state of being but a passing event that you can observe and address. Here's how you can use this visualization to manage overthinking. Observation without engagement. Imagine the fog enveloping your ship as a series of thoughts and worries. Instead of getting entangled in each thought, view them as part of the fog. Notice them, but don't engage with them. Just as you would observe the fog without letting it control your navigation, observe your thoughts without letting them dictate your emotional state. Create mental distance. By seeing overthinking as an external force, you create a mental distance between yourself and the swirling thoughts. Imagine placing each intrusive thought inside a bubble and letting it float away. This exercise reinforces the understanding that these thoughts are temporary and do not define you. Focus on what you can control. As the captain, you can't control the fog, but you can control how you steer your ship. Similarly, you can't always control the thoughts that arise, but you can control your responses to them. Focus on what you can influence, your actions, decisions, and reactions, rather than getting lost in the fog of overthinking. Reclaim your clarity. When the fog starts to lift, you regain your clear view of the sea. Similarly, as you practice this visualization, you'll find that overthinking loses its power to cloud your judgment. The mental clarity you regain allows you to navigate through challenges with greater confidence and peace. This visualization technique is a form of mental training. Just as a sailor learns to navigate through foggy conditions, you learn to manage the fog of overthinking. It's about recognizing that the fog is not an inherent part of your journey but a temporary obstacle that you can learn to navigate. By repeatedly practicing this visualization, you build a mental reflex that helps you separate yourself from the overthinking process. Over time, the fog will become less intimidating, and your ability to steer through it with clarity will become stronger. This approach transforms the chaotic experience of overthinking into a manageable, navigable challenge, allowing you to maintain your mental course with greater ease and composure. 2. Refocus your energy. Imagine you're a conductor leading an orchestra. Each section of the orchestra represents a different aspect of your mental energy: strings, brass, woodwinds, and percussion, all harmonizing to create a symphony. But suddenly, a cacophony erupts. The brass section starts playing a chaotic, discordant melody, while the percussion section pounds out random rhythms. The harmony you once enjoyed has descended into a tumultuous storm of noise. This disarray mirrors what happens when our minds become overwhelmed with overthinking. Each worry, doubt, or what-if scenario starts to drown out the melodious focus we once had, turning our mental orchestra into a jarring mess of conflicting thoughts and emotions. Refocusing your energy is akin to regaining control of that orchestra. It's about redirecting your mental and emotional resources from the discordant noise of overthinking back to a harmonious state of purposeful action. Instead of letting your thoughts scatter like errant musical notes, you bring them back into a disciplined and structured performance. Consider this: you've just been presented with a complex problem at work or a challenging personal decision. Your mind starts racing with a torrent of possible outcomes, each scenario amplifying the noise. The challenge lies in taking a step back and rechanneling that swirling chaos into something productive. Start by grounding yourself in the present moment, like a maestro who takes a deep breath before raising the baton. Shift your focus from the relentless future possibilities and concentrate on what you can actively do right now. It's not about suppressing or ignoring your worries. It's about taking control of where your energy flows. For example, if you're overwhelmed by the prospect of a big project, instead of letting your thoughts spiral into a thousand what-ifs, choose a single, manageable task related to the project and tackle it. This might mean drafting an outline, setting up a meeting, or simply breaking down the project into smaller, actionable steps. Each task you complete brings you back into harmony, allowing your mental orchestra to play a more coherent and satisfying tune. Engaging fully in the present task requires your complete attention. Just like the orchestra's musicians, who must focus on their specific roles to achieve a unified performance, you channel your mental energy into the immediate action. This focus on the here and now not only quiets the mental noise, but also brings you a sense of accomplishment and control. By consistently practicing this refocusing technique, you create a mental habit of shifting from the tumultuous chaos of overthinking to a more deliberate and purposeful engagement with your tasks. Imagine your mind as a well-tuned orchestra, where each section plays in harmony, guided by the steady hand of a conductor. Over time, this practice of redirecting your energy from overthinking to actionable focus will transform the dissonance into a symphony of productivity and peace. In essence, refocusing your energy is about regaining command over your mental orchestra. It's about transforming the chaos of overthinking into a harmonious, productive melody that serves your goals and well-being. As you master this skill, you'll find that the once overwhelming noise of your thoughts becomes a manageable, orchestrated symphony of purposeful action. 3. Embrace impermanence and let go. Imagine holding a handful of sand. The tighter you grip, the more it slips through your fingers, until nothing remains but the memory of what you tried so desperately to keep. This is how life is with our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. They're like grains of sand, slipping away no matter how tightly we cling to them. But what if you loosened your grip? Instead of trying to hold on to every moment, every emotion, every thought, you let them flow through your hands, embracing the fact that they were never meant to stay. This is the essence of embracing impermanence. Impermanence is the understanding that everything in life is transient, every joy, every sorrow, every triumph, and every failure. When you recognize this, it becomes easier to let go of the need to control or overanalyze. Overthinking often stems from the desire to make things last forever or to find definitive answers in an ever-changing world. But what if the beauty of life lies in its very impermanence? Consider a beautiful sunset. You don't try to hold on to it, because you know it will fade into night. Instead, you savor it, fully present in its fleeting beauty. Life, in all its aspects, is much the same. When you accept that nothing is permanent, you free yourself from the chains of overthinking. You allow yourself to experience the flow of life as it comes, appreciating each moment without the need to cling to it. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means releasing the need to control what cannot be controlled. It's about trusting the natural ebb and flow of life, knowing that each ending makes space for a new beginning. When you embrace impermanence, you step into a state of grace, where the mind is free from the burdens of the past and the anxieties of the future. You become like the ocean, steady and serene, moving with the tides of change rather than resisting them. In this state, overthinking loses its power, because you've let go of the illusion that you must figure everything out. Instead, you live fully in the present, knowing that everything you need will come in its own time, and everything that leaves does so for a reason. This is the art of letting go, finding peace in the impermanence of all things, and in doing so, discovering the enduring tranquility within yourself. 4. Create a worry period. Imagine you're the captain of a ship navigating the vast ocean of your thoughts. Some days the waters are calm, but on others, storms of worry loom on the horizon, threatening to engulf your mind. What if you could control when these storms arrive, giving yourself time to prepare and navigate through them without being caught off guard? This is where the concept of a worry period comes into play. A worry period is like setting a designated time to lower the sails and anchor your ship, allowing the storm to pass through in a controlled and deliberate way. Instead of letting worries hijack your day whenever they please, you take charge by choosing when you'll allow yourself to worry. Here's how it works. You carve out a specific time each day, maybe 15 or 30 minutes, where you fully immerse yourself in your concerns. During this period, no worry is too small or too big. You let the storm rage, examining each worry with a discerning eye. But here's the key. Once the worry period is over, you pull up the anchor, raise the sails, and move on with your day, leaving the storm behind. This practice is powerful because it transforms worry from a constant, nagging presence into something manageable and contained. Instead of being swept away by every anxious thought, you know there's a time and place for them, and outside of that period, you're free to focus on the clear skies and calm waters ahead. Creating a worry period also trains your mind to become more disciplined. It helps you build resilience by teaching you that you don't have to address every worry immediately. They can wait. And in many cases, by the time you reach your worry period, the storm might have lost its strength, and what once seemed overwhelming now feels like a passing drizzle. In essence, a worry period is about reclaiming your mental space. It's about acknowledging that worries will always be a part of life, but they don't have to control you. By setting boundaries for when and how you worry, you become the master of your own mind, navigating the seas of life with confidence and clarity. 5. Break down overwhelming thoughts into actionable steps. Imagine you're standing at the base of a towering mountain, looking up at its peak shrouded in clouds. The summit seems impossibly far away, and the sheer height of the mountain fills you with a sense of dread. This is what overwhelming thoughts can feel like, massive, daunting, and insurmountable. But what if, instead of focusing on the peak, you shifted your gaze to the path at your feet, focusing on one small, manageable step at a time? This approach transforms the intimidating mountain of your thoughts into a series of tiny, achievable actions. Instead of letting the enormity of a task paralyze you, you break it down into smaller pieces, each one clear and attainable. Consider this. When a thought feels overwhelming, it's often because your mind is trying to process everything at once, like trying to swallow an entire meal in one bite. But if you cut that meal into smaller portions, you can digest it with ease. Similarly, breaking down your thoughts into actionable steps allows you to tackle them one by one, removing the fear and anxiety associated with their sheer size. Start by asking yourself, what's the first, smallest action I can take right now? It could be as simple as writing down your thoughts, making a list, or taking a deep breath. The key is to identify that initial step, however small, and take it. Once you've done that, the next step will appear, and then the next, until you find yourself moving steadily forward, no longer paralyzed by the enormity of the task. By focusing on these smaller steps, you also gain a sense of accomplishment with each action you complete. This momentum builds your confidence and diminishes the power of the overwhelming thought. The once daunting mountain becomes a series of gentle slopes, each one leading you closer to the summit. By consistently practicing this refocusing technique, you create a mental habit of shifting from the tumultuous chaos of overthinking to a more deliberate and purposeful engagement with your tasks. Imagine your mind as a well-tuned orchestra, where each section plays in harmony, guided by the steady hand of a conductor. Over time, this practice of redirecting your energy from overthinking to actionable focus will transform the dissonance into a symphony of productivity and peace. In essence, refocusing your energy is about regaining command over your mental orchestra. It's about transforming the chaos of overthinking into a harmonious, productive melody that serves your goals and well-being. As you master this skill, you'll find that the once overwhelming noise of your thoughts becomes a manageable, orchestrated symphony of purposeful action. 3. Embrace impermanence and let go. Imagine holding a handful of sand. The tighter you grip, the more it slips through your fingers, until nothing remains but the memory of what you tried so desperately to keep. This is how life is with our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. They're like grains of sand, slipping away no matter how tightly we cling to them. But what if you loosened your grip? Instead of trying to hold on to every moment, every emotion, every thought, you let them flow through your hands, embracing the fact that they were never meant to stay. This is the essence of embracing impermanence. Impermanence is the understanding that everything in life is transient, every joy, every sorrow, every triumph, and every failure. When you recognize this, it becomes easier to let go of the need to control or overanalyze. Overthinking often stems from the desire to make things last forever or to find definitive answers in an ever-changing world. But what if the beauty of life lies in its very impermanence? Consider a beautiful sunset. You don't try to hold on to it, because you know it will fade into night. Instead, you savor it, fully present in its fleeting beauty. Life, in all its aspects, is much the same. When you accept that nothing is permanent, you free yourself from the chains of overthinking. You allow yourself to experience the flow of life as it comes, appreciating each moment without the need to cling to it. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means releasing the need to control what cannot be controlled. It's about trusting the natural ebb and flow of life, knowing that each ending makes space for a new beginning. When you embrace impermanence, you step into a state of grace, where the mind is free from the burdens of the past and the anxieties of the future. You become like the ocean, steady and serene, moving with the tides of change rather than resisting them. In this state, overthinking loses its power, because you've let go of the illusion that you must figure everything out. Instead, you live fully in the present, knowing that everything you need will come in its own time, and everything that leaves does so for a reason. This is the art of letting go, finding peace in the impermanence of all things, and in doing so, discovering the enduring tranquility within yourself. 4. Create a worry period. Imagine you're the captain of a ship navigating the vast ocean of your thoughts. Some days, the waters are calm, but on others, storms of worry loom on the horizon, threatening to engulf your mind. What if you could control when these storms arrive, giving yourself time to prepare and navigate through them without being caught off guard? This is where the concept of a worry period comes into play. A worry period is like setting a designated time to lower the sails and anchor your ship, allowing the storm to pass through in a controlled and deliberate way. Instead of letting worries hijack your day whenever they please, you take charge by choosing when you'll allow yourself to worry. Here's how it works. You carve out a specific time each day, maybe 15 or 30 minutes, where you fully immerse yourself in your concerns. During this period, no worry is too small or too big. You let the storm rage, examining each worry with a discerning eye. But here's the key. Once the worry period is over, you pull up the anchor, raise the sails, and move on with your day, leaving the storm behind. This practice is powerful because it transforms worry from a constant, nagging presence into something manageable and contained. Instead of being swept away by every anxious thought, you know there's a time and place for them, and outside of that period, you're free to focus on the clear skies and calm waters ahead. Creating a worry period also trains your mind to become more disciplined. It helps you build resilience by teaching you that you don't have to address every worry immediately. They can wait. And in many cases, by the time you reach your worry period, the storm might have lost its strength, and what once seemed overwhelming now feels like a passing drizzle. In essence, a worry period is about reclaiming your mental space. It's about acknowledging that worries will always be a part of life, but they don't have to control you. By setting boundaries for when and how you worry, you become the master of your own mind, navigating the seas of life with confidence and clarity. 5. Break down overwhelming thoughts into actionable steps. Imagine you're standing at the base of a towering mountain, looking up at its peak shrouded in clouds. The summit seems impossibly far away, and the sheer height of the mountain fills you with a sense of dread. This is what overwhelming thoughts can feel like, massive, daunting, and insurmountable. But what if, instead of focusing on the peak, you shifted your gaze to the path at your feet, focusing on one small, manageable step at a time? This approach transforms the intimidating mountain of your thoughts into a series of tiny, achievable actions. Instead of letting the enormity of a task paralyze you, you break it down into smaller pieces, each one clear and attainable. Consider this: when a thought feels overwhelming, it's often because your mind is trying to process everything at once, like trying to swallow an entire meal in one bite. But if you cut that meal into smaller portions, you can digest it with ease. Similarly, breaking down your thoughts into actionable steps allows you to tackle them one by one, removing the fear and anxiety associated with their sheer size. Start by asking yourself, what's the first, smallest action I can take right now? It could be as simple as writing down your thoughts, making a list, or taking a deep breath. The key is to identify that initial step, however small, and take it. Once you've done that, the next step will appear, and then the next, until you find yourself moving steadily forward, no longer paralyzed by the enormity of the task. By focusing on these smaller steps, you also gain a sense of accomplishment with each action you complete. This momentum builds your confidence and diminishes the power of the overwhelming thought. The once daunting mountain becomes a series of gentle slopes, each one leading you closer to the summit. Voluntary discomfort can take many forms. It might mean taking a cold shower in the morning, fasting for a day, or going for a run in the rain. These small acts of self-imposed challenge are not about suffering for its own sake. Rather, they're about teaching your mind and body that discomfort is not something to be feared or avoided at all costs. Instead, it's something you can handle, something that sharpens your focus and deepens your appreciation for comfort when it comes. There's a hidden power in this practice. When you voluntarily step into discomfort, you take control. You're no longer at the mercy of fear or uncertainty. Instead, you learn that you can endure more than you thought possible. This builds a quiet, inner confidence, an unshakable belief that you can face whatever comes your way. Think of it as training for life's inevitable storms. By choosing to weather small discomforts now, you prepare yourself for the larger tempests that may arise. When the unexpected happens, when you lose a job, face a health crisis, or experience a personal loss, you've already built up your resilience. You've faced discomfort before, on your own terms, and you know you can survive it. But there's more. Practicing voluntary discomfort also deepens your appreciation for the good things in life. After fasting, a simple meal becomes a feast. After a cold shower, warmth feels like a luxury. By temporarily stepping away from comfort, you return to it with a greater sense of gratitude, more attuned to life's small pleasures. In a world that constantly encourages us to seek ease and avoid hardship, practicing voluntary discomfort is a radical act of self-empowerment. It's a way to reclaim your strength, sharpen your mind, and prepare yourself for whatever life brings. So, the next time you have the chance, choose the harder path, walk barefoot, endure the cold, embrace the challenge. It's not about the discomfort itself, It's about the unbreakable spirit you're forging with every step. 9. Reflect on life's transience. Imagine you're at a grand masquerade ball. The room is filled with people in elaborate costumes, each masked and dancing, lost in the night's festivities. But as the clock strikes midnight, the masks come off, and the glittering costumes fade into the soft light of dawn. The vibrant scene you were immersed in becomes a fleeting memory, a snapshot in the grand film of life. Reflecting on life's transience is like stepping back from this masquerade, pulling off the mask of daily concerns, and seeing the bigger picture of existence. It's about recognizing that every worry and every moment of overthinking is part of an ever-changing, transient reality. Think of your life as a magnificent sand sculpture on a beach. With each passing wave, some grains are washed away, and the sculpture shifts and changes shape. The tide of time continually reshapes it, reminding you that nothing is permanent, and every detail, no matter how significant it seems, is subject to the ebb and flow of change. The ancient Stoics, such as Marcus Aurelius, embraced this idea with profound clarity. He urged us to remember that our lives are but a brief flash in the vast expanse of time. By acknowledging the ephemeral nature of our experiences, we can gain a sense of liberation. When you find yourself trapped in a whirlpool of overthinking, reflect on this truth. Most of what you're stressing over will eventually fade into the past. This shift in perspective allows you to view your worries as mere ripples on the surface of a vast ocean of time, rather than as overwhelming waves threatening to drown you. Imagine each worry as a single drop of water in a boundless sea. When you take a step back and consider the entire ocean, that drop seems less daunting. This perspective helps you appreciate the present moment more fully, knowing that every worry and challenge is transient. By reflecting on life's transience, you remind yourself that the moment you're currently immersed in will eventually give way to the next. This realization can reduce the weight of your worries, helping you to savor the present with a deeper sense of appreciation and urgency. Life, like the masquerade, is a series of fleeting moments, each one a beautiful, temporary piece of the greater whole. Embrace this transience, and you'll find that your worries become lighter, your perspective broader, and your enjoyment of life more profound. 10. Seek wisdom from others. Picture yourself as a lone explorer navigating a labyrinthine cave system. The twists and turns of the labyrinth seem endless, each shadow concealing potential obstacles or dead ends. As you stumble through the darkness, the walls close in, and your own thoughts begin to echo loudly, amplifying your confusion and doubt. Now, imagine finding a lantern in the cave. As you light it, the flickering flame casts a warm glow, revealing pathways and details previously hidden in the gloom. The lantern is not just a source of light, it's a beacon guiding you toward clarity and insight. Seeking wisdom from others is akin to finding that lantern in your mental labyrinth. When you're caught in the tangled web of overthinking, your own perspective can become narrow and skewed, making the maze of your mind feel endless and impenetrable. The wisdom of others acts as that illuminating lantern, offering fresh perspectives and insights that can guide you out of the darkness. Think of a wise mentor or a trusted friend as seasoned explorers who have traversed similar mazes before. Their experiences and advice provide you with a map, showing you where the paths are more navigable and where potential pitfalls lie. Just as you wouldn't venture into a complex cave without some form of guidance, you shouldn't face your mental challenges alone. The Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely suggested that consulting others, especially on personal matters, can reveal blind spots and offer objective feedback. It's like opening a window in a room that's become stuffy and overheated. By sharing your concerns with someone whose judgment you trust, you allow yourself to see beyond the confines of your own thoughts. Their external perspective can clarify what's truly significant and what might be a passing concern. Seeking wisdom is not a sign of weakness but an acknowledgement of the collective strength that comes from human connection. Just as a lantern in the dark can transform your experience of a cave, the insights and perspectives of others can transform your experience of overthinking. Their guidance can help you navigate through complexities, making the mental maze less daunting and more manageable. In your journey through the labyrinth of your thoughts, let the wisdom of others be the light that guides you to clearer paths and calmer reflections. It's a way to step out of isolation and into a broader, more enlightened view of your challenges. With each conversation and piece of advice, the maze becomes less intimidating, and you find your way to solutions with newfound clarity and confidence. These strategies offer a path to mental clarity and peace. By applying Stoic wisdom, you can navigate life's complexities with balance and resilience. Reflect on these methods, share your thoughts, and continue the pursuit of wisdom.